This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was listening to an Indian guy. He's a Comanche Indian, PhD. He was lecturing about how white folks have become so easily swayed into guilt. And it brought in so many emotions that I just had to share it. And I don't even know where he was at. It was some American Institute of whatever. And this guy, he was giving this lecture in 2012, speech, whatever. And he died 2 years later unexpectedly. He was relatively young. He was probably in his 50s. Comanche Indian, his father was German. And, you know, how he and his mom got together, I mean, the father and the mother got together, I don't know. But it was a German guy who met with a Comanche Indian squaw, I guess. And the product was him. And he was a great-great-grandson of, like, something eagle, you know, whatever. Which, by the way, so am I. I'm a descendant of the eagles. And my biological grandfather was American Indian. And we've been trying to trace the ancestry, but I'm not doing a very good job of it. But long and the short of it is, I'm American, Native American, and my ancestry is eagle. But, you know, a lot of people are eagles when it comes to the Indians. Back to the guy. So he's saying that you should, the Indians really sort of look at the white man and go, hey, you were a better conqueror. And this idea that you've done something so terrible to the Indians is ridiculous, because the Comanches were a very warring tribe. And anybody that came near the Comanches, which I think he said the root word of Comanche was something like evil or warlike, stay away, you know, something along those lines. And you can get all the official stuff. I don't really care. I'm just making a bigger point that you were to avoid the Comanches. He said the Comanches just sort of appeared out of thin air, came from over the mountains, and literally chased every other Indian group out. He said what the Mexicans couldn't do to get rid of the Apaches in 300 years, the Comanches did in a very short order, and they chased the Apaches away. You either became a Comanche or you died. They were that warlike. You get anywhere near the Comanches, you would get a fight. That's what he said. You'd get a fight. And he said, when you look at history, and this is so true, he says, when you look at history, you either can learn from it and accept it what happened and move forward, or you can suffer in its, the negativity of it. And I'm going to get to something else in a minute. Hey, so you're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And he was applying it to blacks. And we said, well, you know, you black people went through slavery and the lack of civil rights. And he says, well, the only place that the white leftist has to go when they're challenged on these issues is they go to the American Indian. And he says, not a good place to go if you really understand what was happening with the Indians in America. The Indians had settled these various lands. And he goes, people look at the Indians as monolithic. He goes, the Indians weren't monolithic. We had many, many tribes who had many, many ways of worshiping and their customs and traditions. He goes, the Comanches were very different than the Apaches, who were very different than the Iroquois, who were very different than the whatevers, right? He goes, the Navajos, for example. He goes, we were not the same. We were just like whites and blacks and Asians and whatever else. But the Comanches were territorial. When we come in, we're taking over territory. And they pushed people out. He said the Comanches held more territory on U.S. soil than any other Indian group. The white folks come in and go, oh, those poor Native Americans, man, those poor Native Americans, they got their land stolen. He goes, what do you think was happening to the other Native Americans? What atrocities do you think they were suffering? He says, when the white man came, he was just a better warrior. And this is what I go back to when I talk about what you learn as a as an artist, particularly a martial artist. What you learn is as you watch and you go to seminars and you participate in these things, fight in tournaments or occasionally fight in real life, is you respect the warrior. There's a code, right? Anybody that's been involved in any of the things I'm talking about, you know there's a code. You see somebody with an art, you're with something that you can't do, you go, hey, show me that. And a warrior will go, happy to show you. And he can show you, you know, in a teaching way, or he can show you in a bad way. But what I'm getting at with this guy is he says, white folks have been put a guilt trip on. You came to a new world. And you want to get along, right? You're testing the territory. You want to get along. You want to see where things are. Then you run into people that go, why would we want to get along with you? Why would we want to embrace you? And so you fight. You decide, you know what, we're going to fight. And you beat the Comanche. You did something that no other Indian group was able to do, and you become the new establishment of the rules. And then he goes on to say this. He says, America is settled by white Protestants. The idea of this country is white Protestants. You came here, you did what it took, and you defeated the indigenous people who had been defeating other indigenous people. And he goes, but here's what we didn't do, the Indians. He says, we didn't unite. Had we united, we wouldn't have a United States. He goes, had we been one tribe fighting for one single thing, nobody would have taken us over. But we didn't do it. So guess what? You became the vanquished. You become the vanquished. You know, the people who won. Whatever. Is there a word for bankers? Anyway, you became the ones who won. I'm not talking about black folks, white folks. And he says, now, when you look at the black situation, you were an imported problem, not what we had. So white liberals will focus on us. But he goes, you shouldn't focus on us. Indians, our nature was you defeated. The Comanches were like, hey, you beat us. So let's move forward. And how do you move forward? You learn from the new culture, etc. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm not on a limb. I don't care what you think. And just tell you that there's hardly a person in this country, if you look at it from that perspective, that doesn't look at America and say, are we better off for it? Because the answer is absolutely yes. You can look at blacks coming over as slaves. Go back to the time of slavery. It wasn't very good. The outcome of slavery as it pertains to blacks in America, you know what? It was a price you had to pay to get to this. People don't want to touch this subject. I would suggest you find... I forget the guy's name, but I'll get it for you. Very interesting topic. Folks, we got a lot to talk about. Back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got the name of that Indian professor I was talking about a while back. His name is David Yeagley. And he was essentially saying that the leftist, have glamorized this idea of what the American Indian represented. Like it was this peaceful nation. This moving along, you know, and I don't know, some Hollywood depiction of everybody just smoking peace pipes or whatever. And he goes, it was quite different. He goes, it was in the terms of the Comanches, they were very warlike. And they made anybody that got near them, they destroyed. If they decided they wanted something, they took it. And what he said was, he was using it in the context of anything worth fighting for, you better be prepared to fight. And he's talking to a predominantly white audience, and he's saying, you are allowing people to take over your culture, and they're not throwing one bow and arrow at you. They're not hitting you with a tomahawk. They're not doing anything. They're just taking over your culture, and you are letting them do it. I'm not talking about white versus black. I'm talking about, quite frankly, the American culture is being taken over, and nobody seems to care. Now, picking on you white folks for a bit, you are the most egregious in saying, roll over and here, this beat me up. You know, you have become the alpha and the omega dog. I have to think about it. You're the omega dogs of the wolf pack. The omega, not the omega dog. But you get what I'm saying? You've gone from saying, hey, look, we brought this country, we settled this country being America, and now you're being treated like crap, and you're going, it's okay. There's this thing called white privilege, and, you know, whatever. Let me tell you, I can only tell you that it would be like your child at 4 years old saying, you know what, you've been exercising all this authority over me, parent, and I'm no longer going to accept that, and now we're going to flip the roles. And have you seen families where that role gets flipped? I'm not saying whites over blacks or whatever. That's not what I'm telling you. Because, you know, white Europeans settled America and beat up the Indian. I'm not comparing it. I'm telling you in the sense of when you finally put a structure in place where everybody's equal, and suddenly, you know, things get flipped. And so we've got this thing where, oh, you have to feel guilty, white America, because you defeated the Indians. And the Indians are going, no, you defeated us, and now we've got a new culture. And if we don't like the culture, there's some other warring tribe is going to come in and change the culture. Well, here's what I'm telling you, America. The warring tribe is the warring tribe of leftism. That's the warring tribe that has decided it's going to change everything that America stands for. And it's not even shooting at you. It's doing nothing. There's, as I said before, it isn't like you're in a war that you recognize. And that war is being fought every single day in practically every aspect of our lives. And for the first time in decades, in the year 2016, the year of our Lord, you decided, you know what? We're fighting back. Now, taking the color aspect out of it, forget that. That doesn't matter, because there are blacks, whites, Asians, men, women, LGBT on our side of this fight who understand the craziness of sacrificing our rights and liberties and et cetera to the nuttiness of the left. This is an ideological battle of people who understand the sanity of a nation that has overcome almost every problem it's faced. Racism, sexism, and other isms to build this great nation, and somebody wants to go back and reflect and say, oh, well, you were oppressive to the Indians, and you were oppressive to blacks. Hey, little bit of history, folks. Black people that became slaves over here were going through the same crap that the Indians were going through on this continent. Black folks who became slaves were generally from warring tribes that lost, and those black warring tribes said, hey, we have these new people that we've conquered. You're free to have them if you'll bring us some guns and some spices and whatever else. And they shipped our black behinds over here so we could come back years later, decades later, and go, swing low, sweet. And so we have warring blacks who sold blacks over here to Europeans who said, hey, you deal in people? You human traffic, and these people are used to being slaves, they're used to being mistreated? Oh, okay, we'll take them and bring them to America, and we'll mistreat them too. Nobody wants to talk about slavery in Africa. Same. It had to be worse if you ask me, but no, that doesn't count. It's only when they got to America that they were slaves. Nobody talks about the conquered peoples of Africa. They only talk about the conquered peoples of America, the Indians. And guess what? All these Indians were just nice, easygoing people, and these people came along and they just decided, oh, we're going to go after you. Look, I get it. Nobody wants their land encroached on and taken over, but it happens. Now, we're more civilized today. We understand boundaries. We say, you know what, that's a terrible way to come into a place and take over. But the left says, no, you did it before. Every one of you is an illegal in this country, you know, and they want to make you feel like you're not and here it comes, Native American. I'm a Native American. I don't know what you think. I'm a Native American. I tell my young sons My sons, and not that young, but I tell them all the time, hey, we're Native Americans. I was born here. I don't know any other thing except this. Now, I've traveled other places, but I know what I am. So the left go back to, you did cross on the land. You did all these things. Every culture and every land has done the same thing. And if you want to let that guilt trip come on you, well, congratulations. I'm not going to be guilted into feeling like, oh, I've done something to this indigenous people and they're due to be paid back. Here was another interesting point, though, that Dr. Yeager brought up. He says, of all other cultures, when they take over, he goes, they either obliterate you completely or, you know, you assimilate or you get obliterated. He says the Europeans were the only group that said, okay, we just whooped your butt, but now we're going to allow you to still exist in your culture and hang in there and do whatever you want to do. Thus, we have reservations and Indians own lots of land now all across America, and they're doing quite well in Arizona and areas of Connecticut and what have you. I don't know where their lands are, but they're not. We honor the culture. And then he went in to talk about the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, and the Cleveland Indians, and what the leftists did. The leftists started in the 60s saying, hey, you shouldn't be allow them to honor you, to honor your heritage. Wasn't an Indian complaining. You want to know why? Because real warriors honor other warriors. The American people who took over this land honored the people that they conquered. Show me where that happens anywhere else. We honored them. We said, boy, you guys really fought hard for your land. You did a great job. Here's some land for you, and we're not going to forget you, and we haven't done it. Do you think that the left cares about that? No, they want Indians to feel bad.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a salute to heroes for ICE and CBP, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to protect America's border. During his remarks, the president discussed the wall.
And the wall is getting longer and taller and stronger each and every day. We've spent and will soon be spending about $3.2 billion, and we're looking for about $5 billion for this next coming year. We're building the wall, and it's not easy because we have a little opposition called the Democrats. I guess they just don't mind crime. They don't mind crime. It's pretty sad.
Today, National Security Advisor John Bolton met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and the topic turned to Iran.
And I frankly believe that all countries who care about peace and security in the Middle East should follow America's lead and ratchet up the pressure on Iran.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I'm talking about the deep state swamp rat Democrats who are scared. John Brennan is one of them, former CIA director under Barack Obama, one of the most incompetent people on the planet to hold that position, and a Muslim sympathizer. In case you're wondering how Islam got so deeply rooted in this country, John Brennan is it because of Barack Obama. But I want you to imagine trying a coup that you believed in your heart of hearts had no way to fail, and it fails. Consider the magnitude of this coup and all the players that are involved. Nothing even close to this has ever happened in America. Even Hollywood didn't anticipate a caper like this when they made All the President's Men. That was a story about Watergate. Watergate, in comparison to this, quite frankly, is an insult. Unbelievable. A benign story of a president who dared taped the Democrats as they were planning whatever they were doing. And quite frankly, if you listen to it and recap the story, it's nothing. I mean, taping? This guy, Barack Obama, used the NSA to gather all of the data on anybody associated with Donald Trump. That's the level that they went to. He used the FBI to plant moles inside of the Trump campaign. He used every apparatus in the government that he possibly could, as they say, weaponize the government against Donald Trump. And they want to mention Watergate. All the President's Men looks like a Girl Scout cookie in comparison to anything that we're talking about here. Unbelievable. This is a spy thriller, folks, of international proportions against Donald Trump. If you walk into the front hallway of the CIA, you'll see on your left the statue of William Donovan. They called him Wild Bill. And Bill Donovan was the person who created the OSS, the Office of Strategic Services. That was America's spy agency during World War II. And it morphed into what we now call the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and other organizations that make up America's security community, our security apparatus, has been revered for the protection of this country. When you see the CIA depicted, for the most part, it's you know, shutting down things. Now, don't misunderstand me. The Bourne series has certainly changed. And I'm just using that as an example. It's changed the idea of the CIA. It tells you, oh, they're doing these clandestine things. And they have to kill some of our operatives when a program goes south. Hollywood's telling you how it really works. The CIA is a ruthless organization hell-bent on protecting the American citizenry. And America has endured many, many challenges to the people that protect this country. They take an oath to protect this country. They've gone through much. Protect us supposedly against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And Aldrich A. Ames, you remember this guy? Big spy. There was another guy. I can't remember his name, but I saw the movie. I forget the kid who played him. It was Ryan something, but a good actor. And he outs another mole, and he was put inside of the FBI to get rid of this guy. But Aldrich Ames comes to mind, one of the worst traitors in history, selling secrets to foreign governments. But let me tell you something. In the swamp that is America, there exist far worse people than the worst spies we've ever encountered. I'm talking about, who's that Jewish couple? The Rosensteins or whatever. That group, Aldrich Ames, this other guy I'm trying to think of, and I'm sorry I don't have all my spy history because I'm not into this whole thing. I enjoy the genre, but I can't remember these names. But you can look them up. They're easy to find. Worst spies in history. Just Google it. Maybe one of my producers can Google it. But the point is, put them all together. They are nowhere close to the people that worked in the Obama administration. Today we find ourselves in the midst of the greatest spy thriller in probably world history, but certainly American history. And what's funny about this spy thriller to me is it isn't one of the cool ones. You know what I'm saying? It's not a James Bond type of spy thriller. It's actually more akin to, and I was thinking about this because I've been in movie mode. And let me tell you, I've been in movie mode because I'm about to dump Netflix. Because they're going to make the Obamas, they're giving the Obamas a big contract over there, and Susan Rice sits on their board. If that doesn't tell you enough about their ideology, then I don't know what does. But long story short, it reminded me of the movie The Man Who Knew Too Little. And it's one of my favorite movies. It's a Bill Murray film. I don't know who made the film, but Bill Murray's in it. And Bill Murray, I don't know, some people love him, you can love him or hate him, but I think Bill Murray makes some of the funniest and some of the most clever movies out there. Something About Bob, I think that was one funny movie. Ghostbusters, he kind of stole the show. Caddyshack and others. Funny dude, quirky in a strange way. But he's in this film, and in the film, Bill Murray visits his brother, whose name is James in the film, and he's played by Peter Gallagher. Peter Gallagher got the big bushy eyebrows, and there's a lot of stuff. But he visits his brother in London, and it was a whimsical trip. He decides to go over. It's his brother's birthday or something like that. And he gets there, and it surprises his brother because he wasn't expecting Wallace, who Bill Murray plays. And his brother is having a big party. He's hosting a big party. And he can't have Wallace there because Wallace is quirky. You know, Bill Murray always plays this quirky character. So his wife, the brother's wife, James, says, well, what can we do with him? And they go, well, hey, let's get him in that spy thriller thing that we heard about that was advertised earlier in the day. So they call and they set it up for Bill Murray, Wallace, his brother, to go be a part of this. They call them like these adventures, you know, like I don't know what they call it, but like real life adventures, and it's all actors and things like that. And so here's Wallace. He says, go here, you'll meet some people and your adventure will begin. So he starts at a phone booth, gets a phone call, and he finds himself immersed in a real spy thing because, you know, the way the plot is that he thinks he's in a fake spy thing, and it turns out to be real. And actors throughout the city are acting, but the real people are actually end up killing actors and stuff like that. So it's really kind of funny. But Murray's character, Wallace, accidentally ends up in this thriller, and he, of course, as the plot thickens, Wallace unwittingly ends up doing the right things at the right times, and he always thwarts the bad guys to the point where they're like, who is this guy? He's amazing. And I swear, you've got to see this film. Because, number one, it's very funny. And of course, Bill Murray is his typical nutty self. And if you don't have the type of laugh, you know, enjoy the type of laughter humor that I do, maybe it'll be crazy to you, but for me, it's hysterical. And Murray does, he's very Murray-esque, but as you watch it, I want you to watch it and think about Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is sort of whimsically decides he's going to run for president, and I think of it as he says, hey, D.C., I'm going to come visit. And D.C. says, well, hey, I'm glad to see you, brother, but I'm kind of having this big party here. And I'm going to need you, you know, I don't have room for you. You know, here's a distraction. And D.C. sends Donald Trump out and says, go make yourself busy. You know, try not to break anything. So they send him out on a spy thriller. And unbeknownst to them, a real spy thriller occurs. So metaphorically, this movie represents to me a very an interesting glimpse. And of course, Hollywood never anticipated this. But I swear, if you see the movie, you'll never watch it. If you know of it, I bet you're going, you know what, Kevin? You're exactly right. If you don't know it, watch it. And as you watch it, you'll go, God, this really does fit that scenario. So Trump is Wallace. Wallace is the so-called idiot who's accidentally spoiling. And by the way, it's the Russians who are the bad guys. In the film, he's accidentally spoiling the Russians and the Brits who are working with the Russians in order to get rid of the, you know, all of the different political people that they're trying to destroy. And they want to kill them. They want to bomb them. And you got to see it. So, we're not going to have a whole lot of time left in this segment for me, but I want to talk about this because it's Trump, businessman turned president, in the midst of a very much what I call the man who knew too little, because Trump entered into the presidency not knowing a whole lot about how the deep state works. He knew some, but he didn't know enough. And he's slowly unraveling everything that these clowns have done, all because they didn't want to invite him to the party. And that's a deep metaphor in and of itself. Yeah, Trump, go find something to do. Number one, they never thought he would show up. You know, hey, brother, if you're ever in London, come see me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about Donald Trump, the man who knew too little. And I'm using that movie as the backdrop. And it's a comedy where Bill Murray, who plays a guy named Wallace, unexpectedly makes a trip to London because his brother says, hey, come on over anytime, brother. And he goes over to see his little brother on his birthday. Bill gets there. His little brother, James, played by Peter Gallagher, is having a party. And he knows that Bill Murray's too boorish to be at the party. He would just be a real pain in the butt. And it's a big meeting that they got to get this deal done. So he gets his brother a spy thriller adventure, except his brother Wallace finds himself in a real-life spy thriller adventure where the London government is colluding with some Russian bad guys in order to destroy, I don't know if it was the royal family, but other politicians. And that was what the thing was. And Bill Murray, Wallace, by accident, foils the plot. And I said to myself, boy, you couldn't get a more perfect scenario, a metaphor, if you will, of Donald Trump going to D.C. because they say, hey, you know what? Come anytime you want, Donald Trump, billionaire. You know, visit anytime. They never thought he'd show up. They never thought he'd make it there. But he gets there and they go, you know what? We got this party going on and we can't have any real outsiders because you might spoil it for us. So they put him on a spy thriller, a hunt, thinking it's a fake spy thriller that turns out to be a real spy thriller. And you know what he does at every turn? He ruins it for him. He ruins it for the Russians. He ruins it for the government that's in power. And he becomes a hero. Trump is Wallace, billionaire turned president, finds himself in the midst of his own real-life spy thriller. Certainly not one of his own creation, right? But his bumbling successes thwart everything. Success with the economy. Success with low unemployment. Success with wage growth. Success with the highest rating among small business. The most optimism of small business since they've measured it. Success in increased consumer confidence. Consumer confidence. And other domestic successes that have squelched the voices of the left to mere whispers. And as for those plotting against them from afar, Trump shuts them down as well. All these governments that supposedly contacted Hillary Clinton,
we don't like Donald Trump. We prefer you, Hillary. What's going to happen? Armageddon if Donald Trump's in there.
Think about what Donald Trump did on the international front. One of the first things he did, he says, hey, NATO, we're supposed to be partners. Why are we paying so much? And all the left, he wants to shut down NATO. He sees no use for NATO. And Donald Trump says, I don't see any use for a group of people who expect us to cover the debt. You're exactly right. I don't see any use for them. What are you going to do? You're either going to buck up or we're going to disband it. Oh, my God, let's not disband it because we need the money. We need your protection. So what do? They bucked up. They bucked up. Then many of them supported the initiative that Donald Trump recently had when he went after these terrorists, when he bombed Syria and other places. They support him. So, you know, we've got all these naysayers when he threatened NATO, and suddenly NATO's on board. Trade policies. All countries are in check for the most part. America lowered our trade deficit by $49 billion in the month of March. First time it's happened in over a decade, maybe longer. China is now in negotiations to drop $200 million of our $200 billion of our $387 roughly billion dollar deficit with them. Why? Because they know Trump is serious. He put enough pressure on the Asian partners to practically single-handedly end the Korean War, and he's about to sit down with a dictator who had his wings clipped by the Chinese. And ironically, Donald Trump said exactly how it was going to happen. He foretold how he would deal with North Korea, having China do it. And how did he get China to do it? Through our trade policies, through our economic pressure. So I say, bring on Iran. Iran's going to find themselves staring down the barrel of a Trump negotiation. They're going to one day sit down at a Trump-orchestrated negotiation where they will admit their faults and ask for forgiveness. That's what I predict. Meanwhile, the Democrats continue with what? Their spy games. And as I've written before, games are all the Democrats have left. I've said it 1,000 times. This is why Democrats use bargain basement tactics in an attempt to dethrone President Trump. They've gone to the bottom of the barrel, and you know what they found? More Democrats. Porn queen Stormy Daniels isn't going to save them. Her lawyer is as much a disgrace as his client. They just initiated a $10 million lawsuit against this guy. Two pawns in the Democrats' unraveling circus of espionage. And leave it to Donald Trump to unwittingly spoil the plot. Trump got to D.C. and had no clue about this. Let me tell you something. He's a bright guy, but he had no clue of this crap storm that was going to befall him when he landed in D.C. And interestingly, he knew nothing of tradecraft, the spy, methodology, if you will, when he threw his hat in the ring for the presidency. But he did understand the political ruse. And he was even a willing participant in it when he was a billionaire. But an operative prepared for what he faces right now? No way. No way, no how. There's nobody that could have prepped Donald Trump for this. And ironically, he's going to be the undoing of the left. The businessman who knew the rules were being broken by powerful men. And these men, like him, for decades, orchestrated things so regular Americans would pay the price. And Trump could have kept his mouth shut. He could have allowed the ruse to continue. He could have not visited his brother in London and foiled the plot. Donald Trump could have, well, they say Mr. So-and-so goes to Washington. I forget the name of the movie with Jimmy Stewart. But whatever it is, or maybe it was Ronald Reagan. Whatever it is, he could have not gone to D.C., but he did. He went. And so, what happened? He's now in the game. And we find ourselves witnesses to the biggest case of political sabotage, espionage in history, run by the biggest clandestine agency on the planet, the United States federal government. And though exposed by Snowden as a shady character, the former president of the United States, baby black Jesus Barack Obama, is the one who orchestrated this dance. The Oval Office represented the epicenter of this mission to bring down Donald Trump and the Republic, and Obama pulled the strings. And like in The Man Who Knew Too Little, the hapless rube is going to bring down the evil empire. The media, the FBI, the NSA, the Clinton team, the Podestas, Barack Obama's State Department, Barack Obama's Department of Injustice, a host of other clandestine agencies and a host of other players that I don't even know the names. We're going to still learn about these names, but they're going to go down. And this takedown is going to be epic. More watched than the royal wedding, the Super Bowl, the Indy 500, the World Cup, and all this other stuff combined. But Trump will accomplish something much bigger in the long run, folks. Much larger. He's going to MAGA. He's going to make America great again. There will be a revitalization of the old America. And people, you can dismiss this, but this is a big deal. Donald Trump has brought street level brawling into politics. He's taken the brawling and the way that the intelligentsia do it, where they all have black book on one another and make their negotiations behind our backs and pretend to represent us. And he's saying, nope, it'll be out in the open. All the dirt, all the scummy stuff. And believe it or not, this media that we know it as is going to have to come along and start doing it by the book. There's a new education that's been being presented to America, folks. And it's a patriotic education. It's not going to be taught in the cesspools of American academia. These are lessons that will be learned on the street, taught by people like you and me. When people begin caring about this country again, that caring becomes pervasive, and there's no stopping this country. So again, John Brennan isn't the only scared Democrat. The Democrats have been scared since the shock of November the 8th of 2016. And their fears are rational. Because around every corner, in every dark crevice, justice lurks. And the justice, ironically, what's going to bring down the left comes from the man who knew too little. And that's why I find this whole thing so much fun to watch and so much fun to be a part of making history.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.